drug companies used aggressive tactics to sell opioid drugs to Detroit-area doctors and pain clinics. That's according to a lawsuit filed against 13 drug makers and distributors by Wayne and Oakland County executives. Michigan Radio's Catherine Schaefer reports.
The lawsuit alleges that Connecticut-based Purdue Pharmaceuticals set ambitious sales quotas for opioid drugs in the Detroit area. Some of those sales were driven by clinics that illegally sell prescriptions for opioid drugs, known as pill mills. At least four pill mills in Wayne and Oakland counties have been shut down within the past 4 years. Warren Evans is the Wayne County executive.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that there are far, far more drugs out there that have been prescribed legally than anyone could ever use in any constructive, logical medical way.
The Stamford Advocate reported that Purdue had tracking data showing which doctors wrote excessive opioid prescriptions. They did not report most of those doctors to authorities. Instead, Purdue treated them like preferred customers and continued marketing drugs to them. Powell Miller is the lead attorney representing the counties in the case.
Sales reps who were not successful were put on performance plans or sometimes even terminated. Sales reps who were successful in generating sales of OxyContin were richly rewarded, including specifically a trip to Hawaii.
Purdue pled guilty in 2007 to federal charges of misbranding OxyContin in an attempt to mislead doctors about the risk of addiction. Purdue was not available for an interview on this case, but in a statement, it denies the allegations. The lawsuit says other drug makers and distributors also failed to report suspicious opioid sales. That gave cover to dishonest doctors. Ailish Baig is another attorney with a team representing Wayne and Oakland County.
If you've got a very high prescriber, you're making a lot of money. And if you have a pill mill, you're making even more. One group of physicians at one organization had prescribed something like 500,000 pills in 8 months. I mean, communities just cannot absorb that number of pills.
At the same time, a misleading marketing campaign was changing how good doctors prescribe opioids. Drug makers touted the benefits of opioids for common chronic pain conditions like arthritis, and they played down the risk of addiction.
I don't think there's any ambiguity that physicians were influenced by the marketing campaigns from Big Pharma. We know that there were a number of tactics used. Those were described in the settlement some years ago. And that those had an influence on prescribing. There are direct effects of that, including increased prescribing, but also a change in public perception as to how dangerous these medications are.
That's Dr. Chad Brummett. He's with Michigan Open, an organization working to prevent opioid abuse. The group is educating doctors about how to appropriately prescribe opioid drugs for acute care. That means after surgery, dental work, or an emergency. But it's an uphill battle. According to the state of Michigan, more opioid prescriptions are being written each year than there are people in Michigan. 817 people died from opioid overdoses in Wayne County in 2016, compared with 506 in 2015. There were nearly 2,000 deaths from opioids overall in Michigan in 2015. Wayne and Oakland County executives say that they've suffered significant costs as a result of the opioid crisis. That includes law enforcement, court costs, jails, and substance abuse treatment. And they want the pharma companies they say are responsible to pay those costs. I'm Catherine Schaefer.